Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about product and the specifics around the ideation process. So what I call the product ideation, you know, what are those five steps to creating a product ideation process that works for brands? And we'll use some analysis, case study, but I feel that these are the top five that I have seen with the brands that I've been associated with, as well as brands that I work with Liquid Mind and a lot of the Book Smart side of it. And I find these are ones that consistently are part of generational brands ideation process. So I always start with a quote, and the quote we have today is, innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower, from Steve. And again, I think this leader and follower and innovation goes towards the ideation process. And if you're a commodity brand, you effectively don't have an ideation process, you have an imitation process. And so when we look at this, we want to be a leader, not a follower. We don't really care about followers. If we spend more time looking in the rearview mirror than we do looking through the windshield, we're either going to crash or we won't see where we're going on the destination that we've set. So the cornerstone of all generational visionary brands is that foundation of a product ideation and commercialization process. I always say probably the most frustrating designers out there are those concept car designers. And the reason I put commercialization in there is it's one thing to have an idea, but it's a completely different thing to have that come to reality, which more often than not, with concept car designers, it just stays on the board. So it's really important that on the product ideation that there is a commercialization aspect to it. And it's probably the most difficult thing to achieve is because there's a lot of great big ideas out there, but they've been written off as not needed, impractical, too hard, not our core competency. All of these things are bridges to realizing your vision. And that bridge that you're crossing is risk. And when you look at those great visionaries like Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, Phil Knight, all of these have been written in the records as to what they had to go through in order to achieve success. And almost 100% of the time, they were either told they were crazy, it can't be done, or nobody needs it. All three or four of these are things that eventually these great visionaries overcame. And thank God they did, because we still use their products today. And without them, our country wouldn't be the same. So again, the cornerstone of all generational visionary brands is the foundation of a product ideation and commercialization product. You know, what does that look like? Well, it's creating a product ideation process that involves a systematic steps to generate and evaluate, you know, innovative ideas for new products or product improvements. Product improvements are incremental. New products are disruptive or can be disruptive. The path to disruption is innovation. And the pinnacle of a generational brand on a product is disruption, completely changing the process of how people work in a particular area, or creating a product that nobody knew they needed until you created it. So what I'm going to talk about are these five steps to help you establish an effective product ideation process. They're not all of them, but I feel probably the most important ones that you'll have to deal with as a brand. So the first thing you'll look at is defining objectives and a target audience. So the objectives are really flush out expectations. And the target audience is one where you're either satisfying a current mix of customers or a new mix of customers. So clearly define the objectives and goals for the product ideation process. This is really important because you just get a bunch of people in a room with really no clear set vision, expectation, or objective as to what you're looking to achieve. You need to have that before you go in the room. So identify a problem. You know, this is a good starting point. Identify a problem you want to solve or the need you want to fulfill. You know, that could be process, could be product, whatever it is, but it's a good starting point. You know, what do you want to do? What do you want to create? And finding ways to adapt technologies or adapt products from alternative markets, a great starting point. You know, and I'll use the example in my book, The Visionary Brand, in a brand that we work with at Nike, where when they were creating the Flyknit shoe, one of the adaptable technologies that they used was inspiration from suspension bridges, the wiring, and also the material itself, which supported the foot in the shoe when you were making a knit product, was Vectran, strong as steel and allowed you to stabilize the foot in the shoe, but had never been done before. People thought they were crazy. Number one, to do a knit shoe. Number two, there's no structure on a knit shoe. How are you going to be able to manage that? So they kind of killed two birds with one stone. So when you look at that, it gives you an idea of nothing is impossible. This is a room for nothing is impossible. Nobody disagrees. Negative sentiment gets taken out of the room. Only those who are part of the product team or marketing team should be in the room initially. But you're defining what you want to achieve. So additionally, specify that target audience, customer segment you're trying to target. You know, understanding your objectives, target audience will help you focus your ideation process. So that's number one, define objectives and your targets. Number two is creating a cross-functional team. And I call this the power triad. I talked about it in my book, The Visionary Brand, in detail about how important it is to have this power triad, this cross-functional team of product, marketing, and sales together in commercializing a product and bringing it to market, but following a process. You can't have one jump over the other. This is led by product, and marketing in that order and supported by sales. Sales needs to know what's going on. Sales can provide ideas, thought in the ideation process, but then they need to step out of the room, let product do their job, and have marketing understand what product is doing. And through the ideation process, product is defining where this product is going or this product is solving. And then it's up to marketing to understand how to market this to their demo, the new target audience, and or displace somebody that's currently doing what you want to do. So forming this, I didn't say diverse team, but that is the key components of a cross-functional team will be your product, marketing, and sales team. You can have other individuals, you know, various functional groups that are supporting the execution and the vision of the ideation process. You can include people from product management, engineering, design, marketing, customer support, but they're really support mechanisms to the primary power triad of product, marketing, and sales. That's the key. Cross-functional teams will bring some different perspectives, some expertise you're going to be needing in order to execute your vision. So this also allows for creative thinking and also some comprehensive evaluations of, is this the right path that we want to go down? Because the ideation process, the start of it is that you've got blue sky. It's, okay, we want to go blue ocean here. Where others aren't swimming, we want to stay out of the bloody water. We want to find an opportunity that will carry us for generations. So that's the second step, is creating a cross-functional team, or what I call this power triad of product, marketing, and sales. And having support groups around them that will provide the support and key expertise they need in order to execute that vision of what the ideation process has brought together as far as the next step for the brand on product or process for that matter. So number three is do your research before generating ideas. You know, conduct some thorough research, you know, gaining insight into adaptable technologies, the addressable market, industry trends, competitors and customers needs or desires. And that's probably the least of what I would look at initially. Because more often than not, and I've talked about this on many, many times, is the brands that I've been with and Liquid Mind, we support these big, large cap through small cap brands. And they try to find through talking with current customers about what they want. Well, to me, that's incremental because you're looking in the past or the present, but you're doing future thinking and ideation. So be very careful when you do your research. It's perfectly fine to talk with customers if their desires, things they don't like, maybe about the current product line, whatever it may be, but be careful. Customers' desires are past and present. Your goal is to be future-driven. So explore the feedback. You know, you can conduct these surveys, analyze the market data, and all of the things that I've talked about, again, I'll go through them. It's conducting the research to gain insights into adaptable technologies that's traditionally done with product, the addressable market, industry trends, competitors, customers' desires or wants. That's all marketing. So explore, you know, explore this feedback. Lay it on the table, take a look at it, and then let go of it. You need to have clear thought, clear vision when you're generating your next disruptive technology or process, or at the very least, again, innovative. So this research will, you know, inform you along that ideation process, you know, helping you identify gaps and opportunities, potential areas of innovation or disruption. And it helps predominantly, it helps product and marketing because it tells the story to sales. Your goal on product and marketing is to make sales life easy. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I had many brands and companies where sales would sit in the back of the room having product and marketing give the key presentation to key accounts. And that's fine. You know, if you have a process like that, you know that you've got a great ideation process. And the power triad is very respectful of one another. The job of the sales team is to get product into the marketplace through a story told by marketing and a product commercialized by product. That's the deal. So make sure that you have that and do your research before you commercialize the product. And number four is idea generation. Now that you have this blue sky thought process, you've created the Power Triad team, you've done your research, now you're starting to brainstorm and generate ideas that are driven through what the brand should be or wants to be going forward. You know, create a, what I call this open environment that rewards creativity and collaboration. People that don't belong in the room should not be in the room. Operations at this point should not be in the room. There should be a team of product, marketing, and sales and support groups around those functional areas that are going to help you execute a vision or have a path towards executing that vision. So there are certain techniques you can use, and I'll throw a few out here. It says you can utilize these brainstorming techniques like mind mapping. You know, that works pretty well when you're getting with a big group or a big brand. Scamper, substitute, the acronym is Scamper. Substitute, combine, adapt, modify, put to another use, eliminate, reverse. Okay, so that's a great acronym that we use when we're working with our teams on the ideation and product process. Liquid Mind, we're predominantly brand strategy and product creation. And these are the process that we implement and we work with the leadership teams to execute. So to stimulate idea generation, again, creativity and collaboration, only those who are allowed in the room should be in the room. Product, marketing, and sales, everybody else needs to exit the doors. And get the brainstorming, use mind mapping, scamper, again, substitute, combine, adapt, modify, put to another use, eliminate or reverse. And this stimulates idea generation. It's really useful. You know, capture all these ideas, regardless of their feasibility or practicality. They can always be refined and developed. So don't sweat the small stuff right here on the idea generation. And number five is, then once you've got these ideas and you've generated the ideas, you've flushed them out, you got your research, then it's idea evaluation selection. So what you want to do is, after generating all these ideas, you evaluate and select the audience, market viability, technical feasibility, because remember, product's probably going to come up with more ideas than you're going to need or you want to use in the marketplace. So this is where sales comes in on this back end of evaluation and selecting the most promising ones that we want to put in the market. And this is where there's a mutual respect between product marketing and sales team to identify what's right for the brand, what's right for the market, and is it right for our voice in our audience and our culture? So those are things you need to evaluate as well. Sometimes I call these intangibles versus tangibles. Too many brands focus on tangibles. You need to remember, as a brand, probably your most valuable asset is your intangible assets of loyalty, authentication, and making sure that you always stay true to those, and your vision as a brand, because that's what your audience remembers. As I say back in a previous example I had done in a previous podcast, Under Armour had lost all of that when they decided to move into the football cleat business, and it wasn't their core competency. Marketing jumped over product, and the product was a miserable failure. But credit to Under Armour, they pulled the product off the shelf and then followed the power triad process. So again, number five is idea evaluation selection. After you've generated all these ideas, you've done your research, you know, select the most promising ones, and then establish an evaluation criteria. Be fair. You know, don't have these voices that are just saying why they don't want it. They have to justify why they don't want it, why they think it doesn't work for the culture, for the brand, for the channels you're selling into, or the product functionality and performance. So when you look at that, you need to have that aligned with your org strategy or your vision for the company. You know, you can use the methods like SWOT. That's a very traditional one. Or cost-benefit analysis to assess and rank the ideas. And then what you want to do is you want to prioritize these ideas with the highest potential for success and alignment with your vision and your business goals long-term. So again, the five steps to the ideation process. Number one is define objectives in your target audience. Number two is do the power and build the power triad through cross-functional team. Create a cross-functional team. Number three is doing your research. Number four is idea generation. And number five is idea evaluation selection. So that's your ideation process. You know, you follow that, but make sure that you have the right people in that process. This is as important as the process itself. So remember that product ideation process is iterative and it should be very flexible. You know, it's essential to continuously refining and iterating ideas based on feedback, market research, and evolving customer needs that you define, that they don't define. So again, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy the journey along the way. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Recently in 2022 and 2023, voted number one visionary podcast in the world and also top 50 marketing podcast by FeedSpot. So very proud of that. And thank you to everybody for your support along the way. Feel free to reach out to me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at LiquidMind, LiquidMindSite.com, with any comments, any feedback you might have. And also, we're doing the Visionary Chronicles podcast, Visionary Interviews. So if you've got anybody you think would be interesting, and it could be anybody, not just visionary leaders, which we're interviewing, but it could also be those creators, those crazy ones that are ones that you feel would be a great interview for the Visionary Podcast. So again, thank you for your support with the Visionary Podcast, and we look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles. Have a great day.